This is an Audio Holdings production.
Little Women.
Christmas won't be Christmas without any presents, grumbled Joe, lying on the rug. It's so dreadful to be poor, sighed Meg, looking down at her old dress.
I don't think it's fair for some girls to have plenty of pretty things and other girls nothing at all, added little Amy with an injured sniff.
We've got father and mother and each other, said Beth contentedly from her corner.
The four young faces on which the firelight shone brightened at the cheerful words, but darkened again as Joe said sadly,
We haven't got father, and shall not have him for a long time.
She didn't say, perhaps never, but each silently added it, thinking of father far away where the fighting was.
Nobody spoke for a minute. Then Meg said in an altered tone, You know, the reason Mother proposed not having any presents this Christmas was because she thinks we ought not to spend money for pleasure when our men are suffering so in the army.
We've each got a dollar, and the army wouldn't be much helped by our giving that. I agree not to expect anything from Mother or you, but I do want to buy Undine and Sintram for myself. I've wanted it for so long, said Joe, who was a bookworm.
I plan to spend mine in new music, said Beth with a little sigh.
I shall get a nice box of Faber's drawing pencils. I really need them, said Amy decidedly.
Don't you wish we had the money Papa lost when we were little, Joe?
Dear me, how happy and good we'd be if we had no worries, said Meg, who could remember better times.
You said the other day we were a deal happier than the King children, for they were fighting and fretting all the time in spite of their money.
So I did, Beth. Well.